It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Yeah, it's time for gossip. Cameron Diaz shared one of her biggest fantasies as a parent. She hopes that one day when they're teenagers, they'll ask her about her career.
Kids don't care how cool you are to everybody else, right? And it's my fantasy to have like parents sitting on the couch with their teenage kids where the kids look at the parents and go like, so wait, you were a human being before me and you did cool shit. Like, can you tell me about that?
That's her and Jamie Foxx talking about their new movie. She has a five-year-old daughter and a son who's almost one, so she's got a while before they're asking those kinds of questions. By the way, did Netflix really pay Cameron Diaz $45 million to come out of retirement? Really? Should Chapel Roan keep things to herself more often? She says, quote, I think actually I'd be more successful if I was okay wearing a muzzle. I would be way bigger. Oh, girl, tell your truth. Actor Josh Gad, who starred in the original Book of Mormon on Broadway, revealed his very close relationship with Oscar-winning legend Robin Williams in Gad's new memoir, In Gad We Trust.
He came to see Book of Mormon, and he wrote me this very personal letter, which I include in my book. And it is one of those things that I will forever cherish, that time with him. We happened to live in the same building, and so we would both come back from our shows, and I would get like a 10-minute comedy special every night before I went to bed from Robin.
Yeah, I would love to be his neighbor. That would have been awesome. Tyra Banks found out when she was in Australia that she lost her house, presumably in the wildfires. And Renee Zellweger opened up about her six-year acting hiatus between 2010 and 2016 in an interview with, she was talking with Hugh Grant. The Oscar winner explained.
That's what felt right. I didn't have the stopwatch on, you know?
Yeah.
I started to miss it. And I became curious about what might be out there again.
She apparently wrote music, studied law, and even road tripped with her dogs. Sounds like an amazing 6 years. Jim Carrey goofs off in E.T.'s exclusive Sonic the Hedgehog blooper reel.
Take 155s.
One more time! This is a wait! It's just gonna be for the blooper reel.
Sorry, sonny boy.
Let's do this. No fist bump?
Oh.
The film stars Jim Carrey, James Marsden, Tika Sumter, and more. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will be available to rent or buy January 21st. Well, is that today? Yeah, today. Margaret Qualley, Aubrey Plaza, and Chris Evans will star in a dark comedy called Honey Don't from Ethan Coen and his wife. And comedian Dave Chappelle kicked off the second half of SNL season 50 by making history with a whopping nearly 17-minute monologue set. No, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but TikTok host of Pop Culture Brain, Alex Rabinowitz, gives the highlights for us.
It felt bold and risky in the best ways, as he seemed to joke about everyone, but his parting message for Trump and all of us really was particularly effective. Have empathy for people, whether they are in the Palisades or Palestine.
Oh, that's a nice message. Be kind to others. Steve Lukather from Toto doesn't think Rivers Cuomo from Weezer likes the song Africa, even though they covered it in 2018. Steve says, quote, I tried to reach out to this guy and be friendly, and then it just got weird. He thought that maybe Rivers did it as a joke. And finally,
let's get it started. Ha, let's get it started in here.
Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas have canceled their 2025 Vegas residency. It was a 15-show residency that was supposed to start in February, decided to put it on hold. They said in today's circumstances, we're assuming it's the wildfires. I didn't see where any of them lost their homes, but maybe they just felt strange about doing it right at this time. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. Do I have a dirt alert? Sure, I could have, but is it appropriate to say those things on the radio? No, it is not. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.